from the guy next to us. Like, oh.
Yeah, I think, so, A, I think it did really well to just grab the audience and let them go. Like, you can see that reaction. But B, I think it plays into this, like, I don't know if I like that joke, in the, especially being played right now. I think it would be a conscious decision to take that out, considering what's going on with Me Too, Time's Up, Harvey Weinstein, and this idea that, you know, women might be lying. I don't think it's something to lie about. I get that she's a teenager. It's just a one-moment thing. But I don't know if that particular joke is well-timed right now.
Yeah, that definitely, I was like, very shocked. I was like, oh, no, this is what it's going to turn into. And I was like,
well, if it did go that way, this would have been pretty difficult to sit through. But, like, honestly, I Heidi's a really good actor, and that kind of brought that one right around. I think, like, and honestly, if our strongest criticism is that she's too good an actor, then yeah,
I'm not making a criticism of the acting, but simply of the decision to keep that piece of writing at this moment. I can understand how it would be a different argument for when it was written. I just think right now it wasn't quite a wise decision, depending on who's sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
Well, the long and short of it is, I don't think we can say much other than see the show. And it's been a pleasure doing this extra long episode with you guys. And I certainly hope to see some good stuff. I'm actually going to go see Top Dog Underdog after this. So that'll be on the next show. Yeah. So, check out She Kills Monsters, VSFF, King Arthur's Knight. Got a whole lot of stuff for you. And we'll see you next week. Cheers.
PQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
I There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm very sorry that I have to report that Marky Smith of the band The Fall has met his demise today at the age of 60. This is a band that meant a lot to me, especially when I discovered them later, after the fact. I guess, well, I'm not as old as them, so that would be natural. But anyways, what am I trying to say? That record, and it's called A-Sides, and it's got a bunch of numbers to it, like 5675309 or something like that. Sorry if I seem really distracted and, well, more out of sorts than usual. It's because the computer keeps crashing. And this is a computer program, it's called DJ Land, that can put this out into podcast land, if that makes sense. And so I'm panicking a bit. So I'm trying to find somebody to help me fix this and to get through this. So point of my story is that The Fall has influenced me a lot as a person, both musically and just, mostly musically. Actually, my old band, we were called Clover Honey, and we were active way back in the day, sort of around the turn of the century. And we attempted to cover the next song I'm going to play for us. It's called Creep, and that is from the same record, the A-Sides one. And as I mentioned, I would have typed in, it's called 458489: A-Sides. That's the name of this record. This is track two I'm going to be playing for us in a minute. Creep. Oh, such a great song. And like I said, my old band, we attempted to cover it. I remember us jamming it out on a bunch of occasions, and we never quite made it out to play live. And it's a shame because it was one of my favorite songs at that time. And there you go. The time is 6:44. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B, and I am here with you all until 8. That last show, the arts report went just a little over. And let's listen to The Fall, and let's remember Mark E. Smith. Let's continue to listen to The Fall. I'll probably pepper my show with more songs from this amazing record. There you go. Let's see. What do I have? Like I said, Creep. Such a good song. And it's not the Radiohead version. It's not the same song. So, let's see. Am I good? Yep. Okay. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
club, and after 2 months, this dance a familiar haunch, and it's that same slouch you had last time he was around. His oppression abounds, his type is doing the rounds. He is a scum egg, a horrid, trendy wretch. Black saucers at the back of your neck, interruptions come from the side when you talk, and the presence of this ugly gawk is offending. Make sure you're not at all with his lock. I hear absorb all your talk. From a bright song, a game of fine morn, populous. At least, but they get real age, and for that we almost pay.
All right, that right there is Luke Meat and Company with the band Stork, and that is new. That's exciting. They have a new record out, and it's called, well, I guess this must be their first record is my best guess. What's it called? Oh, yeah, it's self-titled. Here we are. I'm looking at it right now. You can find it on Bandcamp if you'd like. And that song is Now You Want Me to Play the Room You Just Emptied. So Luke Meat used to be the music director here at CITR. It seems like yesterday, but I guess it wasn't. I'm thinking it was more like 10 or 12 years ago. And he's a cool guy about town. I've known him forever. And he likes baseball. We like to hang sometimes and watch ball. So anyways, that's his band. And I love that song. I'm like really stoked on Stork. Stoked on Stork. And I know they've been playing around town a lot. And I've been meaning to check them out for a very long time. And I'm so glad I got a chance to play that for us. So that was rad. All right. Now, before that, we heard the White Stripes, of course, with a classic off their 2001 record, White Blood Cells, Hotel Yorba. Now, that song actually means something to me because as a kid, and well, just growing up in and around, like around the Detroit area, I went to school in Detroit, but I'm from across the river in Windsor. And when I would drive down, I feel like it was I-75, as you're coming out of downtown, I would see the Hotel Yorba all the time. It's like right at the edge of Mexican Town. It overlooks the highway. And I always found it a weird place. I'm like, Hotel Yorba, like what a weird sounding name. It sounded Hungarian or something. I could never figure it out. And it's just a weird dive of a sort of relic old hotel. And so when the White Stripes released that song, I was like, oh man, like it just so many visual memories of the good old Hotel Yorba. There you go. Now, before that, we heard two songs from The Fall off their record 458489 A-Sides. It's a collection of a whole bunch of their singles, and it's so amazing. That record, again, really shaped who I am. And we heard Creep, C-R-E-E-P, as well as Oh Brother. And playing these songs tonight is significant because Marquis Smith passed away at the age of 60. Now, all reports say that he was quite the drinker. And if you've seen any pictures of him lately, it's kind of evident and it's really sad. Yeah, I mean, if you see him, it's like, what? He was only 60? I mean, really. So there you go. Now, I'm sure I'll play some more Fall songs tonight because, wow, they're just so good. So he's really left a legacy behind. One more hour of me, Anita B., and most of them, well, the reason the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway is because my show used to be just all Canadian music, and now I seem to have drifted away from that. And yeah, but the next band is local, was local. They are no longer. They broke up a few years ago. I'm talking about the Beelines. And if you ever saw the Beelines, let me tell you, they put on a crazy show. That was the show. If you could see one local band a year, one show, that would be the Beelines. They would go nuts. So the lead singer, he runs Hockey Dad Records. That would be Ryan. and his brother is also the drummer, too, of the band. And he goes nuts. He's like a monkey, like more like an ape. He'll jump off everything, hang off stuff. Very physical. Yeah, so there you go. So you guys, as well as Mark E. Smith, rest in peace. Here we go. This is the Beelines with one of my favorite songs of theirs, opening band off their release of the same name on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hey, laugh and laugh and laugh! Tell tears in my eyes!
change of heart. I don't suffer for my art. I suffer through yours. I went to see a movie. I didn't laugh at the screen. I laughed at the people around me. Cause nothing makes me smile when everything makes me laugh. I don't laugh when I watch cartoons. I laugh when I watch the news. Nervous laughter. Nervous laughter. When I watch cartoons, I laugh at
I'm Melissa. I'm a settler from Epiquette, or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and a Nuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Raw Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Down, a showdown. Hell no, I can't slow down. It's gonna go.
First offense.
All of the mix.
Okay, party people in the house.
May I have your attention, please?
In a moment, the beat will be played in many parts. Many parts. Very.
One, two, three.
glide, glide. Gonna let your backbone slide, slide. Every word I say, every verb you heard, I play. Snaps the vertebrae. You try to cover, or hover me, you roast. A fake, a flag that I run a post. Toast, I'm the most. DEF's how it goes. No X's or O's or tic tac toes. LTD knows. This ain't a game, I'm on a mission. Call me a hip hop tip tactician. A rap is like a slab of clay, the shapeless. Chef ain't no shimmer, no glass is tasteless. A universe without light is lightless. That's why I always take time to write this. I'm molded in my hands before I start chiseling. Could be a rain or brainstorm or drizzling. Sun could be shining, sun could be showering. Practice makes perfect, I'm powering, flowering. My lyrics are awesome and tune in volume and blooming and blossoming. Blowing away blockades and barricades. Make you black and blue from the blast to the blaze. It's a blood sport. Blood builds out back. I make your vision go blurry while your brain goes blank into oblivion. Beats from box to box, the bass rocks from blocks and blocks. Let your backbone slide. I don't give a damn,
damn.
Your backbone quiver, man oh man. Watch your sliver, round the twine your spine when you slither. It's contagious, an epidemic hand. You try to lift your cool but it fell again. Rap scholar, soul academic in. But like I said before, I'm not American. It's who you are, not where you went. We all originate from the same descent. I make a lot of sense, sense, and pence. Gold,
gold,
myrrh, frankincense. When I'm in France, they floor me frank. Frankly, just what's account is where I bank, bank. At home, I make bills of brown for my sound. In the States, green like the grass in the ground. When I'm in England, they pass me pounds now. I clock cash in every town, so I slide,
slide.
But nowadays, I'm trapped. So many suckers on my sacroiliac. It's like a rap sack backpack. Give me some slack, Jack. Rap is like a jungle. We rhyme for rhyme. It's like a vine to vine. Swung lines to line of mine. I'm colossal. Use a mosquito. I'ma play Tarzan. You play cheetah. Cheetah, biter. Love to forge. Better yet, I call you Curious George. Cause curiosity cold. Kill the cat. Can't hide, so glide to the side. Let your backbone slide. Synchronism, yo, check out my homeboy dance to the rhythm. Hey, this ain't forte, hey, I'm coming double F, fortissimo at best for funky fresh. My DJ is LTD, mellow flex. You listen to the poetry pitch I project. Vocabulary golden, beats from my rolling. Stone cold lyrics with the microphone I'm holding. Words are ripped, egos are stripped. I make sucker crews kick, dick Van Dyke flips. I get busy, they're dizzy, they start to collide. They should have stepped off,
stepped off.
I let it slide, but now they got brazen. Dry like a raisin, I glaze like a vase. I smack you like days until they realize they shouldn't. The riff is 89, y'all. Not Beethoven's fifth or sixth. It's a throwdown. I'm conducting it. The cars are high rise. I'm constructing it. Twas once a thought, pen and paper. Now it's a tower, a soul, a skyscraper. Let's get it out of hand. I created a monster. My musical monologue makes you wanna move with the maestro. You feel high, so it's set. The blend, the crescendo is nice, yo. I'm the guy. The rhythm is a ride.
Is a ride
to the fresh side and let your backbone slide. This is a throwdown.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And that right there goes back to, yo, it's 1989, y'all. Maestro Fresh West with Let Your Backbone Slide. And you can find that on his record, Symphony in Effect, if you can remember that time. I certainly do. And I love that song. Oh, my God. Every time that video would come on Much Music, I was just so excited. I was a teenager, yeah. Versus all of y'all who were like five or not born yet. But that's okay. So Maestro Fresh West. Now I played that because I have been on a Mr. D Jag as of late. And not just me, but my daughter, who's now 12. And if you've never seen Mr. D, you need to. It's a crazy, crazy funny. It's a show, and it takes place in Halifax. That's the setting. It's on CBC, and Mr. D is, what's his name? Jerry, in real life. What is his name? I should know this. It doesn't matter. He's a comedian, a real-life comedian, who was a teacher in real life for, like, 10 years. And he has, so he's, and he's a comedian. So he's based, this show, he writes the show, he acts in the show, and he plays the dumb teacher, like, just the stupidest teacher. It's awesome. And he just thinks he's so awesome. And yeah, so my daughter, who's 12, is totally into the show. And it's weird because I loved it first. I mean, the show's been on air for 5 years. And now she can appreciate it. And that's all she watches. And it's bizarre. It's like our bonding moment. Now that she's 12, and I still think of her as like 6, we can, you know, like enjoy things together. And she gets that kind of humor. And I'm also a high school teacher myself, so it's pretty funny. But there's a connection. This is why I'm telling you all this. Okay, so... Maestro Fresh West, his name is, what is his name in real life? I should know this. Wesley, I want to say Wesley Willis, but it's not. Wesley Williams, okay? Wes Williams, he's also known as. He plays Mr. D on the show, Mr. D, but not the white Mr. D. So he plays Mr. Dwyer, who is the cool, teacher at the school, and everybody calls him Mr. D. And then the other Mr. D, initially when he arrived at his job, was jealous and he wanted to be Mr. D. Anyways, so that's Wesley Willis. I can't believe it. Like, when I was like, wait, is that Maestro Fresh West? And I have to tell you, Maestro Fresh West, he's older than me too, folks, in real life. And he looks good. He looks pretty fresh, let me tell you. There you go. So Maestro Fresh West plays on Mr. D. Now, this is where it gets even more fun, is J-Rock, if you were a fan of the Trailer Park Boys, plays Mr. Cheely. So J-Rock. Mr. Cheely, who is the principal of the school, right? Xavier Academy. And so J-Rock, Jonathan Torrens, that's his real life name, Jonathan Torrens. And so, okay, here's the connection. So work with me. My show is also called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's a Trailer Park reference. But J-Rock, his two tight buds, who were Trevor and Corey, if you remember this, in real life had a band called Hip Club Groove. And I'm going to play them right now. And so the best part about Mr. D is that it takes place in Halifax. The Trailer Park Boys takes place around Halifax. And Hip Club Groove in real life are from Halifax. There's a serious Halifax vibe going on there. And now Hip Club Groove are, again, were the real life Trevor and Corey. Those guys used to be on Murder Records. And if you know anything about Murder Records back in the 90s, that is a label that Sloan, it was the Sloan guys that ran it, an independent label out of Halifax. And these guys were like the only... like hip-hop band on the label, which was very odd for the music that they put out, because most of the music is like just like indie rock, you know, that Halifax sound, Thrush Hermit, blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff. Jail were on Murder Records. I think they were on a compilation, Hardship Post. Anyways, but then I heard some rumor that, maybe it's not even a rumor, maybe it's just, it's common knowledge that Hip Club Groove apparently got kicked off the label. I think there was some big falling out. So anyways, let's hear something from their 1994 tape. It's called Trailer Park Hip Hop. And I got into these guys back when, because... why is Naughty by Nature is coming through there? We're not going to listen to Naughty by Nature. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So these guys were on a compilation. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's how I got into them. And they're pretty good. So I'm going to stop talking. And then I might come back with the weather. And I'm here until 8. And that's that. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Refugee Relief was founded in 2015 as a reaction to the Syrian refugee relief crisis. Last year, we brought a family of 10 living in a parking lot in Lebanon to Vancouver. This year, we're trying to do that again with a displaced family in Turkey, and you can help. This Friday night at the UBC Nest, AMS Refugee Relief, in collaboration with the BVP, is putting on a multi-artist performance with acoustic, dance, classical music, and vocals. And it's all by donation with a minimum of a toonie. So if you're looking to support the refugee situation or you just want a cheap date night, come by the Performance Theater, also known as The Egg, at the UBC Nest at 6:30 p.m. You can also visit our Facebook page by searching AMS Refugee Relief Sounds for Syria. See you then.
Yo, what's up, P? Yo, nut, man, just cool and kick back in the studio with DJ Scratch and my man Frank B, reminiscing about how we was trying to shop our demo and everybody was dishing, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, P, tell him what's up, man.
We was cooling in my car one day, you see, clocking a double nickel on the L.I.E. When it dawned on us that it was 10 o'clock, turn on the tunes to hear the DJs rock. The hands got the clapping, the fingers got the snapping. E and I was cooling, with this minute we was snapping. In and out of fantasies on how large we can get. Cooling rocks and Benzes with the ground effect kits. I wanted black, E was on a two-tone. Stupid booming systems with the hands-free phone. The dream gets better and I would like to go on, but I was brought back to reality by a toot of a horn. Smoke everywhere, oh just what we needed. On the way to shop our demo in the car overheated. Feeling real low, low enough to die. Holding up traffic on the FDR drive. We had to play ourselves in the festive gear. E-Double had to push YMD stare. They were in our dreams, the crew with golden limos. And all we kept saying was, please listen to my demo. 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 Please listen to my demo.
In the year 87 when we first took off, when I jumped in B68 and broke north, walking the big city streets of Manhattan, buildings whole nine yards so enchanting, thinking if we got a chance we could rock it. Funky Fresh demo tape in my pocket, we was walking and got this twice today. Then we stopped at 1974 Broadway. We walked in with grins on our chins, and P had juice with Mr. Virgil Sims. He played the tape and we started to laugh. Played a farewell sock and a sleeping bag staff. People started smiling inside, we buck wildin', saying this all started back from freestyling. They liked it and they were very calm, but me and P were like, yo E, where did we sign? We're in the back room, things was lovey-dovey. Met Ron Resnick and his father Juggy. Things was cool, as I remember. We signed the dollar lines, now we fresh record members. Had dreams of fancy cars and limos, and all I wanted was somebody to listen to my demo.
Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
Clouds unfold.
There you go. That is some old fall from, I think it was 1988 or so. The record is, hold on, I got it right here. 458489 A-Sides. That's what it's called. And it's a whole whack of singles of theirs. And rest in peace, Mark E. Smith. Today was your last. And you've put so much good music out in the world. So thank you. Before that, we heard EPMD. Please listen to my demo. That is such a smooth, awesome song. From their 1989 record, Unfinished Business. And then before that, we heard Hip Club Groove from 1994. From their record, Trailer Park Hip Hop, we heard Kick 'Em in the Face. And of course, Maestro Fresh West in there before that. It is 7:35. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And I'm going to give us all the weather. So let's see what's going on here. Today is Wednesday. Do you guys believe it's Wednesday, January 24th already? Which puts us at about right in the midst of winter. So I don't know the last time I saw the sun. Well, actually, I don't know. I feel like it was out there for a bit. But it's been very dark and very gloomy lately. Like today, I found myself actually in tears. And I was like, why? I don't know what's wrong. But I think I'm also PMSing. So if you have sad and you have PMS and then, right? It's like, and when you have to say to yourself, why am I sad? Why am I so blue? And then it hits you. I think I've got the perfect storm. No pun intended brewing here. But that is what sad is. It's awful. And I feel like the weight of the atmosphere is just pushing down on me. And I mean, a lot of people have it. It's not just me. Oh, there's a super funny episode, though. If you watch Broad City, the newest season, which is, I guess, season 4. It's super funny. Alana has sad really bad. And I'll just leave it at that. Anyways, but back to sad. And then when you see the sun. So when I see the sun, I'm like whistling and happy and just like life is fine. And it's like black and white. It's amazing. But let's see if I'm going to be suffering from some sad in the next few days. Today is Wednesday, the 24th. The overnight low, it's been very mild. And that's why it's so dark and rainy, because of that. Low pressure, right? So anyways, 4 degrees is the overnight low. Tomorrow it's a high of 5 with light rain. Friday, light rain, 6. Weekend, Saturday and Sunday is just regular rain. So we've got 7 and 7 for both days, which if you're into Fahrenheit, that's like 43 degrees, I guess, all weekend. And then we hit Monday. A few showers. So we'll see. Okay, there we go. Looks like there's no foreseeable sun. But whatever, it's Vancouver. I mean, what should you expect, right? Okay, there's that. Okay, that was the fall. Okay, so now let's move on into some new music. I haven't played much new stuff tonight. I've got something from the Japan Droids. They are a two-piece. They're local dudes. And they're quite big. We are going to hear the song. What do we got? Oh, yeah. Midnight to Morning. And after the fact, I discovered that this guy who I played on this sort of simulated baseball team. Simulated meaning like this batting cage. It's called Hit Tracks. Cliff, who was on my team, like he could totally rake so good. And after the fact, I discovered that his brother is the Japan Droids Dave. There you go. Kind of interesting, right? There you go. Okay, so let's listen to, as I mentioned, Midnight to Morning here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. Oh, is this the right song? Nope. There we go.
Cursed to carry on a All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***? It's the script. I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Just a woman in this town.
chocolate, rainbows, and lakes. And I will fight for my piece of cake. And those go-karts, chocolate, rainbows, and lakes. So who will be the first into the lake? But you better watch out for all the snakes. But now which picture shall we draw? Maybe one where the crows call. Oh, go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. Go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And I will fight for my piece of cake. And those go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. So who will be the first into the lake? On second thought, let's eat some cake. I will shove and push to get my slice. Because some of those kids just aren't nice. No, go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. And go-karts, jack-o'-lanterns, rainbows, and lakes. It doesn't take much, but that's what it takes. It doesn't take much, but that's what it takes. So who will be the first into the lake?
It's great. It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off-Broadway. I can see it now.
This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is 7:54 and I have 6 more minutes with you all. I've had a fun time tonight. It is the end of January already. And hey, you know what? Spring break's coming up already. I'm just thinking about that. I get 2 weeks off in the middle of March. Where shall I go? What should I do? I don't know, but I should start thinking about it. There you go. Okay, Gaze. That was from their 98 record, Mitsu Miru. Yeah, somewhere around there. Released on K Records. I'm friends with those guys, or at least I was back in the day. And actually, Miko and myself used to alternate this show, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Miko Hoffman, the lead singer. Well, actually, she was one of the singers in Gaze. The other one was Megan. And of all people you had on the drums, you had Rose. Rose from, what's her last name? I should know this. Rose Melbourne. Melberg. Melberg. Rose Melberg. that, you know, the Smuggler's album, Rosie, named after her. Yeah. Anyways, I'm tired. I've had a long day. I sound kind of slow. But anyways, before Gaze, we heard new stuff from Sean Razek Lives. The song is the title track off his new record, First Into the Lake. And Needs there, we heard Needs. With The Only Good Condo is a Dad Condo from their newish record, at least released a few years ago. So newish, which is self-titled. NEEDS, all in caps. Let's see, the time is 7:56. I am going to jet. Ann McConan is going to be on in a few minutes with his show, Mix Cassette. And he's here for, I believe it's an hour. I will be back, folks, in 2 weeks. My show is 6:30 till 8 every second Wednesday. And well, I'm going to leave us with some fall. This is from the record The Friends Experiment, released in 1988. It's Hit the North, Part 1. And I've played so much fall tonight because of the death of Marky Smith today. He passed away at the age of 60. Of course, those guys are from England, right? Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, except I shall see you all in 2 more weeks. And until then, here you go. This is The Fall on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.